I would like to welcome everyone who came to our worship service today. Welcome. We are glad that you are here. We would like to get to know you and get to see how we can assist you in this time as you walk this journey. And also, I would like to welcome everyone who had participated in our first online service last Sunday. Thank you very much for your willingness to come and venture in this new way of worshiping. And like I said, we never close worship. The physical church might have closed due to our parking issue, but in the future, we will like to make sure that snow or any other disaster will not stop us from worshiping our Lord. I also wanted to thank all the people who had devoted their time and their service for our winter Bible study, winter vacation Bible study. Thank you so much. I heard that it was a blast. I regret that I weren't there, and I regret that I did not become a Jedi like you all had. May the force of God be with you all. Let's have a time of prayer before we enter into the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today as we come on your day to come and worship you and come and remember who we are. So may your Spirit be with us. May your Spirit strengthen us. May your Spirit heal us. May your Spirit renew us as we listen to your words. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be worthy in front of you, my Lord. And we thank you and pray this all in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the last sermon series of our Fresh Start. And like we said, Fresh Start is a time where we come together, and especially in this beginning of the year, where we refocus on our spirituality. That's why I'm drawing a parallel between spiritual and physical health as we go through this series. And we started with being aware of our spirituality, because even though we are a spiritual being, there are so many things and reasons why we might not be aware that we are. And we can only focus on more onto the material things rather than the spiritual aspects of our lives. And what happens in that, as we lose this focus, what happens, our spirituality slowly deteriorates. And then we talked about how we need to, instead of not doing things as a law, what we ask is we ask us to do good things that would enforce positive and nourishment to our souls. And that's what we had by talking about detox. And last week during the snow, we talked how important and shared how important discipline is. And I want to invite you once more into our final talk of how we talk about, as we share about resting and the importance of rest in our soul. I don't know about you, but there might be some who hate rest days. It's not only our physical health. There are some people who are addicted to working out. They hate the fact that you can't go, there needs to be a rest day. But there are some who also works in this world that who hates rest days. You might be on a rest, but you might constantly think about the work. You might constantly think about things that need to be done. And instead of us really keeping a Sabbath or a regular rest day, we tend to do other things that are needed in care of our lives. And what happens if we stop keeping this rest day or the Sabbath day holy, what happens? We get caught in this rut of busyness. And I don't know if you remember what I talked and I shared the acronym of busyness was. I don't know if you remember that, but this is what busyness starts and stands for. Busy, being under Satan's yoke. If we are constantly busy and we do not have that time or spare that time to properly rest, not only in our physical health, not only in working out, but also our spirituality can be deteriorated. And what happens in the business that we have, we get caught under Satan's yoke. And what we're trying to do as we talk about this, we are asking you and we're inviting you to come to this journey of being holy. And being holy is where we continually give up ourselves and see how God fills up the void that we have as we give up our will and see how we are able to follow the will of God. So I also searched what might be the abbreviation or acronym of HOLY, and this is what I found. HOLY is having our lives yield. Sorry. Having our lives yield. HOLY means giving up our whole life unto God. And when we give up our will, and when we give up all our wants, and when we give up all our needs, and when we give up all our things that are necessary to our Lord, you will see how God continues to fill it up with God's will, with God's blessing, and God's strength, and God's embrace. And this is the path that we are following as we turn away from the business, and as we come into this time of rest and Sabbath, we come to be holy like our Lord is. Like we shared in First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So God is actually calling us to be holy. God is actually calling us to come out of this rut of working and being busy and being under the yoke of Satan, and asking us to come to live a life that is completely yielded in front of the Lord and completely led by our God. And the important thing that we are asking you, and God, the Word is asking you today, is to get out of that rut of working 24/7. Working is not a bad thing. I believe that working is holy. Working is a holy act of God. And working is actually a place, if you see, if you go a little bit more further, there is a reason why God had called you to work in the place that you are in. Every single place or God had placed us, we are to follow the purpose of our Lord. My wife and I are trying to see what she can do here, and we're looking into opportunities of finding anything that is available for her to continue to do her mission. So we gathered our children and we said, maybe mommy needs to start searching for a job. Do you know what Jin had said after we told him that big statement? He said, your purpose is to nurture us and teach us how to live like God's children instead of going out into the world. So whether it is in your household, whether it's outside of your household, work is sacred and holy. But this work being sacred and holy does not justify us of being busy. God had done this great work of creating this world in 6 days. And even though he did not need to rest, what did he do? On the seventh day he rested. If we read from Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, and on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. Therefore, we call this day the Lord's Day instead of Sunday. The world might call it Sunday, but we should have a habit to call it the Lord's Day. The Lord had blessed this day not because he needed to rest, but he blessed this day because he gave it to us as a gift. God knew, even though God does not, with all his beauty of creation and work, He did not need any rest. He knew as we work and as we live in this world, there is one day that needs to be sacrificed, sacred and blessed, just to focus onto our Lord. And God says, make this day holy. Now, like I said, I'm not pushing back anything about working. Working is sacred. Working is very important. And as a matter of fact, I might call myself more of a workaholic. But what God wants us to do is, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. It means that we need to be very cautious of what we work and how we work. We need to put a lot of intention on how we work. We need to put a lot of perfection of how we work. And our work has to be very, 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 very important. But even though there is importance in our work, God is asking us to step back. The 6 days, we should have all our work done before we enter into the seventh day. So it means that you have to work very, very hard, very, very, very hard to enjoy this time of Sabbath on the Lord's Day. And on this Lord's Day, hope that you will retreat. Come step back, one step out from the world to come to the Lord and make it sacred and holy in order for you to do and remember the purpose that you have in this world. So what we're doing is after we work out of the 6 weeks and rest, we are stepping back and we are actually entering this holy ground. And this is what Sabbath is. Before we go into what and how you should observe your Sabbath, let me just share one thing. There are some in our members who work on a third hour shift that Sunday is not the day that they can take a rest. We have a lot of nurses, we have a lot of doctors, we have some people who work on those third hour shifts, and we cannot have them physically come on Sunday. And it is not a bad thing, because that is where God had called you into this world. But that does not exempt you of having a full rest day and a Sabbath that focus onto our Lord. So before I go into any of the talk of keeping our Sabbath holy, I wanted to make that disclaimer. And in the future of our church, what we are really praying to do is, as we get our traditional service and as we just started our first night service, we hope that it will continue on to be more on offering on a regular basis. We hope and pray that we will have a Saturday night evening service for those people who need to work on Sundays. So they can come on Saturday night and they can worship and they can rest and they can be recharged to go out into the world and work. This is what we are aiming for, because whether it is Sunday, whether it is Saturday, we believe that there is a time and there is a need that we all have to enter into this holy ground to be rest, renewed, and filled with the reverence of God. So that's the three R's that I'm going to talk about. The Sabbath is holy once we are fully rested, once we are fully renewed, and once we are filled with the reverence of God. God says, rest, do not do anything. God says, be instead of doing. But how does our Sabbath, or if the Sabbath is a Sunday, and Sabbath is our rest day, how does our Sabbath or our Lord's Day really becomes restful? We live in this 24/7, a very busy paced life, and sometimes we want to overcompensate ourselves. And by doing it, what we do is we want to do more things instead of just step still, set still, and be who we need to be. Sorry to rub this in your face, but I recently came back from Cancun, Mexico. We left Monday morning, and we came back yesterday afternoon. I could have taken a day or two more off, but I came here, and my voice and my physical body is so tired. But the reason why I'm here is because today is the Lord's Day, and this is the time that we need to be rest, renewed, and filled with the reverence of our Lord. The reason why I raised this Cancun is because that was more of my time for a long rest. But instead, what happened is we kept on doing activities after activities after activities after activities. The resort that we went had an offer of probably $2,000 credits that we can use for all these activities. And it was a family reunion that we got to meet Kay's brothers, brother's family that we never met for the past 8 years. Peter actually saw his uncle and his aunt for the first time in his life. And when we got together, we wanted to make sure the kids were doing good, so we started to do and do and do and do and do. And that's like how we observe our Sabbath on Sundays. We come back and we resort from a place, we retreat from the world, and we overcompensate ourselves thinking that we need to do and do and do and do and do. And what happens? Your vacation actually becomes more tiring than your work days. And you need another vacation from your vacation. And that's, I think, something that I'm feeling right now. My body is feeling that. Is that the healthy way of resting? Not to rub this in your face that I went to a nice resort. I am asking you, is this the right way for us to rest? And I don't think so. As I was there reflecting on this sermon, the whole week I was like, this is not the way we should rest. This is not the way we should keep the Sabbath holy. We might be in a perfectly beautiful place, but that wasn't rest at all. Then there's a question of what rest really means. Rest means not doing, but instead being. Instead of doing something, we need to come back and be who we are. We need to come back and see who we are. We need to come back and just be a child of God and completely be still in the presence of our Lord. Rest doesn't mean turning on ESPN or any of your football games and lying down on your recliner, because you're still doing something. It is more of being still and knowing that God is your Lord. It is being still and being the perfect child of God. It is being still and remembering why you are here. And that is the reason why we have our worship service on Sunday as an act of our spiritual renewal. We be God, we be still, we stand still in the presence of our Lord, knowing that who we are, and we come to this worship service reminding us and being spiritually fed and renewed to go out into the world as a child of God. Throughout the work and the business might have drifted us away. Throughout the work and the business, we might have forgotten who we are. Throughout the work and the business, we might have forgotten the purpose of why we are working. And this is our time to come and be renewed by the Spirit, reminding us of who we are. And as we sit, and as we sing, and as we listen to the words, it's not because of my sermon, but it is more because of the spiritual aspect of us being recharged and renewed that give us the strength to go out into the world and work another 6 days. So when we keep our Sabbath holy, please do not do anything. Please do not take care of your home. Do that on Saturday. You have another day to do it. But this should be more of a time where we are in that mode of being who we should be, and a mode of being renewed through our worship, and also in a mode of being renewed in our interaction with our family and our loved ones. There are some people who might ask, then on Sunday, why do we do all these other activities? Yes, doing activities are not a good thing, but it is because we get renewed by our interaction and renewed by the communication, discussion that we have with other people who are in faith. And we should not think that doing is completely prohibited. The doing part is permitted when it is for renewal. In Mark chapter 3, what happens is God, Jesus Christ encounters a person whose hand is crippled up. And all the Pharisees are asking and trying to see what Jesus Christ is going to do. And this is what Jesus had answered them instead of their in front of their question. He says, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill? But they were silent, these Pharisees. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. So when I say do not do anything, we should not be legalistic of talking of not doing anything at all. I'm talking about the things that will stray you away from remembering who you are, stray you away from making this day holy, stray you away of doing things that will prohibit you to come into the presence of God. Please do not do those stuff. But instead, what you need to do is you need to be in a relationship or a discussion or any kind of act, any kind of interaction with the people who love God and who love you. So in the interactions, your being will be strengthened. So this whole day has to be revolved around being renewed in our life, in our Lord. And as a result of this, what needs to happen is we need to be in full reverence of our Lord. By properly resting, by the proper revitalization that happens in our lives, we need to be filled up with the reverence of our Lord so we can go out and shine the light of Jesus Christ into the darkness. It is as if we had one of those glowing pajamas. So this is what happened. My wife went and bought a glowing dinosaur pajama for our two kids. What happens when you have a glowing dinosaur in the darkness? They start wrestling. They're starting to wrestle each other. They're starting to attack the glowing dinosaur. And after probably a long time, it was 10 minutes, the glowing dinosaur started to disappear. So what did I do? I turned on the lights, and I asked them to lay down on the floor, and I said to them, make sure that you get as much as light onto your glowing dinosaur. Right? And then what happens 10 minutes later? Turn off the lights, and there's another wrestling between the two glowing dinosaurs. This is what happens when we properly rest and be renewed through the day of Sabbath. We restore ourselves and fill us up with the reverence of our Lord, and we go out into the darkness where people start seeing the glowing dinosaur in our lives. Why do we not do this? The world does not want us to be holy. The world will rather say, do whatever you want to do instead of having your life completely yield for our Lord. And by the best way of the Lord, the world, keeping us from keeping this day holy is to just make us more busy. And the more busier we become, the more we want to overcompensate our lives and the busyness that we have. And the more we stray away of not having this day holy, the more we start losing the reverence of our Lord shining through our lives. And the world just becomes more darker. If this is the reason why God had told us and commanded us to keep this day holy, isn't it worth to make it holy? I want you to look back onto the way that you keep this day holy. Not only coming to worship, it has to go beyond worship. How do you spend your evening before worship? How do you spend your time after worship? Who do you interact with? What kind of work, what kind of discussion do you have with others? How much time do you just keep yourself still in reflection of who you are? Once we make this day holy enough, you will see how our Lord shines through your life in this world as we walk in the darkness for the 6 days. And after you come back after that 6 days and be rested, renewed, and filled with the reverence of our Lord, you will see how not only your life changes, but the lives around you will transform. This is the day that our Lord has made. Let us rejoice and make it holy. May you be restored, rested, and filled with reverence of our Lord today and on every single Sunday. Let us have a time of prayer. Lord, we come to you. Knowing and understanding that this is your day. It is a day that you had rested, and it is a day that you had commanded us to follow that practice. It is not our day. It is not a day that we do things that will fill our own interest. But rather, it is a day where we come to be who we ought to be. As we keep this Sabbath holy, as we rest and be renewed and also filled with your reverence, may you transform our lives. Let us use this day to really focus onto you. Let us use this day to listen to your voice. Let us use this day to be still in front of you and see how you renew us, how you heal us, and how you recharge us with your Spirit. And as we go out into the world, may you shine through us as a sign of us resting in your presence. We thank you for all that you have done, and we thank you for all that you will do. And we pray this all in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.